Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, and we're calling from the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Again, this is the New Africa Business Association, along with our new associates, Black Wall Street USA. We're going to continue to be making our introductions and talking about the two organizations and the merging of the two organizations. So tonight, we're going to have representatives. I'm looking for many of the directors from each organization to come in and make whatever comments. But we're going to take a slight moment, give everybody a chance to call in and participate. And, of course, that call-in participate number for those that you wish to inform would be 657-383-1372. 657-383-1372. Or, of course, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/NABASSC/URL for those who wish to participate on the internet. Again, I'll repeat, blogtalkradio.com/NABASSC/URL. And like I said, giving everybody a chance to make it to their phones, and we'll get our show started after we take a slight break.
Thank you.
welcome back to the night show again. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, along with my co-host, Brother Abdul.
Abdul Aziz Shaheed here. Glad to be a part of it. Ready to rock and roll tonight. We've got a wonderful program ahead of us.
Okay, look forward to it, Brother Aziz. So again, just to give you just some quick information, New Africa Business Association, of course, we've been around ever since 2005, and we was incorporated by our late leader, Imam W.D. Muhammad. And of course, the New Africa Business Associations are local and national associations that you will find networking and identifying businesses all over the country. And again, that's what New Africa Business Associations, we have just two missions. The first mission, of course, is to network market and to identify businesses in our communities. And the second one is to, once we network and identify businesses in our communities, is actually do business with these business owners. And, of course, we look to create new businesses by becoming a vested community and start creating businesses as a vested community or in a vested groups. Again, I want to welcome our associates, and I am going to just open up the mics. We've got quite a few callers. I see a call in, so what I'm going to do is I am going to open up the mics, and I'm going to call out some names and see if we have these participants with us. And after that point, we're just going to continue on into the evening. But first and foremost, I'm going to ask if Dr. Stone is with us. Dr. Stone would be the national president of Black Wall Street. Dr. Stone, are you with us?
Good evening. Yes, sir, I'm here, and I have my phone muted, and I'm the national director of the Women's Council of Black Wall Street. And good evening, everyone that's on the line.
Good evening, Dr. Stone. So, again, I'm also going to ask is Brother Mookman. Brother Mookman from the Mookman's production down in Brother Mookman, are you with us this evening? Okay. Anyone from the National Mookman's Business Council? Anyone from the National Mookman's Business Council? Is anyone us this evening? I think I hear somebody, but I barely could hear you. If you could repeat.
The National Brother Bilal is breaking up real bad for some reason, bro.
Yeah, I hear you breaking up too. I'm not for sure what our problem is. We are breaking up. Are you hearing me? Am I breaking up?
Yes.
I am breaking up.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe if we use another, give me the other phone there. Maybe it's this, but this phone could be our bad connection. I'm not for sure. But then, Brother Aziz, why don't you let me see how you're coming through.
Can everyone hear me? That's something. Okay. Can everyone hear me?
No, I'm hearing breaking up.
Everybody will be breaking up.
Yeah, we're all going through your system, Mike.
Yes. I'm not for sure. I am going to take another small break, and see if we can rectify our situation. So I'm going to go to one of our sponsors, and hopefully we can get right back with tonight's show.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body, without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our Peppermint Foot Rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
Again, back to the station. I'm going to hear the same thing. I can almost hear the static again in the background. We're working on some things. Again, I am going to go to another sponsor, and we'll be right back, brothers and sisters. Hopefully we can resolve the static we're getting.
Bideman Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Bideman Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.bidemanassociatesinsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660. Or 301-234-9090.
Okay. Again, welcome back to the show. How am I being received now? I'm sorry, what about now? Am I still the same?
You're a little bit better.
Okay, what I am going to do, I am going to try to get off of the direct line, and I am going to try to come through on the call-in line that you guys are calling in, maybe my direct line is having problems, and I can see we're losing all kinds of folks because of our problem here. But, again, I'm sorry we're having this problem. Am I still being received the same way? Is everybody receiving me in a static way?
Yes, sir, pretty much.
Okay,
I just this overall line has bandwidth issues. Everyone who's talked, and probably including me, is coming in a broke up way.
Yes, I'm hearing it right now, and I'm trying to see if did what now? Say that again.
Brother Bynum, do you think we can hang up and call back in to see if that corrects it?
That's what one of the technicians just said, that maybe if everybody would call back in, because look like, I don't know if we got some kind of terrible connections coming through or just what, but that might be a remedy.
We should hang up for 1 minute. And then everybody call back in, but everybody needs to hang up.
If you would, just give me a call right back.
All right.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great.
What do you hear? Static is still coming. Okay. I know if I go out, that means that the host numbers. See, I don't. Can you call in under the host number? See if we can call and get another call in. Brother Aziz. Let me, Okay. Brother Aziz, I want you to call in under the host number and see if we can bring the program through you.
Well, I'm
The whole number.
Yes. Hold on. I think our technician is going to call that number and see if she can take over the host number.
Okay.
Dr. Stone, you call in under the host number. Anyone who called in under that host number can run this, but I don't think no one called in under that number but me. Hold on, everyone. I called in. Say that again, Brother Isaiah.
You sound a lot better than before, but I think it has to do with Blog Talk Radio coming in
Hold on. Let's see what we have. Okay. We're going to go to a quick break and we'll be right back.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email.
Okay, we're back to the show again. I just tried to use the host number, and of course, they only one host can call in at a time. Am I being received any better yet? Matter of fact, let me try. I'm going to mute myself and then come back in.
Okay.
Now, can you hear me better? Brother Isaac, let me see. Let me get everybody else.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You can?
Yes.
Okay. Anyone else on the phone that am I still breaking up? Okay, I got everybody else. Everybody's off mute. Am I still breaking up? Am I coming in clear yet?
No.
No, okay. Brothers and sisters,
I think that it's not you. It's the bandwidth of this particular line is being restricted, possibly because other programs are running and it's the internet is backed up.
I just don't. If I could get in touch with them. There's no sense in calling blog during the middle of the show, but we are having difficulties. I wish I could carry on, but if you just can't hear me and can't understand what I'm saying, Brother Aziz, maybe someone else can. Dr. Parker, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, yeah, Dr. Reginald Parker. Dr. Parker, you came in pretty clear.
I'm coming in clear?
You're coming in much clearer than we are.
I'm not...
And the important information that you have to share with us. Brothers and sisters.
All right. I think he asked me to share some information with everyone. Is that correct, Brother Ryan?
Yes.
Okay. My name is Reginald Parker. I know Brother Bynum through an organization called 510 Nano, 510-NANO. Its claim to fame is developing the first utility-scaled African-American solar farm in the country. And then it did 26 other developments later with the city of D.C., in Massachusetts, California, New Jersey, and North Carolina. So we understand the renewable energy space. We've developed a lot of relationship, and most recently, we've developed technology. We spun the technology out into a company called Optimal Technology Corporation, which is responsible for new clean tech technologies. And in doing so, doing this technology development, we have one company that does development, another company that makes product, manufactures product, and provides solutions, from machine learning, artificial intelligence, computer programming, the whole line. When we say technology is not only hardware, but it's software, and we're aimed at coming into areas that are underserved and underestimated and helping those people get jobs, including, Caribbean islands, Pacific islands, but most importantly, Mother Africa, Sub-Saharan Africa. And one of the goals is to increase the number of people who have access to power. Right now, over half of the people in the world who do not have access to power live in Africa, and that's 600 million people, almost twice the size of the U.S. So over the past year, we've developed strong relationships with people, African-American businesses, startups here. And we have a Rolodex of about 200 in all different sectors. And we work with them, we mentor them, we share information with them. And we want to make sure that we are able to help them partner with the businesses represented here on the phone. But also, as we are out there, what I call ending energy poverty, we always look for people of like mind and like heart, not only to pray for us, but to help us out, give us directions, relationships, so that we can do good and do well. So that's a very quick conversation. There's a lot more meat to the bones that we would like to share, including a rollout of 1,000 hotels, solar systems on 1,000 hotels, potentially building manufacturing of our solar modules in Africa, looking at doing projects in Ghana, Kenya, and Zambia, as well as Bermuda, Haiti, Bahamas, Hawaii, and America, Samoa, as well as USVI in Puerto Rico, Texas, Kingsbury, Texas. So we're doing things globally and all over the place to make a difference. And, you know, we would like to do it not only in the places that we name, but wherever you are. And so, you know, as Brother Bynum understands, we can't do it all alone. We have to do it as a community. And so as we partner with you, you partner with us, the whole community gets stronger. So that's who I am, what I'm doing, and what I would like to bring to the conversation.
Well, Dr. Parker, we thank you so much for having what you had, but again, with these bad communications, I'm afraid some of the important information that you could bring to us, and again, we apologize, but we will have, you will be on with us continuously, but the static and what we're receiving, this is the first time in my 3 years of being on the air that we've had this type of interruption, so I will definitely do an investigation, but I can't do it while we're right here on this air, but I will see if this problem is. I can't see where it's coming through all of our systems. It's got to have something to do with the blog radio, maybe themselves. So as soon as I can do a yes, I'm sorry. Go right ahead, Brother Aziz.
Understood.
Right. Go right on. Anyone who has it, think they can make a comment, believe me, we're going to just try to get through this evening any way we possibly can. I had a line of very important guests, but they will be back. Well, like I said, this is just an unfortunate
community enforcement. The ones that we do have on, any comments or any introductions that you care to make, even though we're going through some communications problems, we'll try to get through it the best way we can, but we'll do better in the near future. Again, as much as I hate to say it, our mics are our open comments.
Brother Bynum, this is Bertha Stone, and in addition, I heard some of the things that, and I think her name is Miss Parker, she was addressing, and I hope and pray that we get to connect in North Carolina. But I wanted to outline, and can everyone hear me okay? Is my voice cutting out?
We can hear you. We can understand you, but it could be much more clear. But we do understand what you're saying, Dr. Park, Dr. Song. But let me say this before you stop. North Carolina, is anyone from North Carolina, the National Association, is anyone on the phone to speak for the national organization? Okay, because the reason I'm asking is because of this virus, I'm not for sure, and I've been trying to get in touch with the National Association. I'm not for sure what that agenda is. I don't know if they're going to move it up to a later date, but I know right now we look like we're going to have a problem trying to travel. And even when we travel, we don't know what the situation is going to be in the hotels and what have you. So rather than having anyone to travel a long distance away from home, I like to really get confirmation on North Carolina, being that that's coming up only in the next couple of weeks. So I will be putting out information, and again, we'll be right back on the radio again every Wednesday, and representatives of North Carolina will be here with us. But I don't want to have folks coming running all over the country, and of course, they won't be able to put on that event because of this virus. Again, Dr. Sun, I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
Yes, thank you for that, because we are, they look like they're canceling our flights, but we're planning to drive. So that would be good, because that's about 18, 19 hours for us to travel there. So we were going to wait until the week before and try to confirm that with you before we made any other arrangements.
Okay, well, again, I will let you know. But, of course, Dr. Sloan, everything, if that has to be placed, put up to another date. But, you know, and we know that, a New Africa Business Association, along with Black Wall Street, we will be having our own regional and national marketings where our communities will be coming together. But right now we are trying to deal with the our association, and again, I'm waiting to hear from the North Carolina National Associators to tell us if they're going to move this thing up to a later date, as to where we can support that later date and won't be in conflict with each other. But, yes, there's going to be many, many network marketing and business associations and gatherings to some of our most productive business producers. And we know the South is where we're focusing. So, again, anyone who wishes to make comments, I'm sorry for the way we're being received, but at least we can, we might be able to understand each other enough to get to the evening. So,
hello?
My mics are open. If you want us to comment, please do.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you. Go right ahead. This is bad. Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead, please. Anyone who can hear or get through, I know we're having communications problems, but our mics are still open. Dr. Stone, are you still with us?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Can you hear me now?
still hear you, yes.
Okay. I just wanted to address a few things concerning the National Women's Council for Black Wall Street. This particular council is a professional group that supports women in businesses by providing superior and pertinent education programs. We strengthen and mentor the Black Wall Street USA members through networking and the community involvement while cultivating strong professional relationships. We look forward to connecting with the National African Business Association and bringing and combining our two together to empower one another. Now, the National Women's Council, they are an outgrowth of the Black Wall Street USA global movement. The council is a critical asset in the movement's mission. And Black Wall Street Women's Council members, they speak in classrooms, they mentor women, they coach own firms and community leaders. Sometimes they act as judges in business plan competition, and they reach out to potential members to tell them about the many resources available within our organization. And I know we hadn't talked about this before, but I just want to put that out in the atmosphere. This is what the Women's Council is all about. It is gender friendly, so it's not just a group of women, but we welcome men to be a part of the Women's Council too, that their voices may be heard in the movement that we're moving forth in. Now, these women not only contribute important information related to their areas of expertise and experiences, but they also act as role models for future business leaders, highlighting how effective and accomplished women leaders can be. They also participate in important leadership roles, and they help each other sharpen their overall strategy. Now, this is what our Black and I know we're having some technical difficulties, but I wanted to put that on the table, and I'm going to mute my phone so that someone else can share.
You know, Dr. Stone, we're looking forward to the females' organization. We hope that you bring them on, and like I said, in our future talks, we hope to hear from the experts that is a part of that organization. I am going to ask, see if I have any of my associates on, is Ms. Baker, our CFPA. Ms. Baker, are you with us? Okay, this is Gina Baker. Okay, you're coming in real bad also. But anyway, see if you can say something to introduce yourself. This is the CFP of the New Africa Wall Street Association, and she's an accountant, MBA, CPA type. So, Ms. Baker, are you with us? Okay. Well,
I can hardly hear.
Okay, we can hear you just a little bit. Cause just say what you can, and we'll have you back on when it's clear. But go ahead and say, introduce yourself to the associations.
Okay, I'm Gina Baker from Baker Financial Services. I'm located outside of Atlanta, Georgia, in Dallas, Georgia. and I have my own business. I do accounting, bookkeeping, and taxes.
Okay, and she's also the financial New Africa Business Association's chief financial officer, and she will also be coming on doing programs as far as taxation and any changes in our taxes. I also want to see if I have any another one of our representatives. I don't know if she's with us this evening. This would be our vice president of the New Africa Business Association. She is a lawyer. She specializes in estate planning. And so if she's with us, I'd like to have her at least say hello.
Can you hear me?
Ms. Williams, are you with us? Ms. Williams.
Hello. I'm trying to get through.
Yes, I know. I can hear you trying to come through it.
I'm trying to get through.
I can hear you a little bit. Go ahead. Ms. Williams, go ahead. We can hear you some.
I can't hear.
I know we can hear you some. Okay. And I'm sorry. I tell you, we're having a tough time this evening, but I look forward to having you, of course. Be heard too. Can you hear me any better now?
All right, I'm happy to.
Go right ahead, Ms. Williams. I can hear you.
I can hear you better. I'm not sure you can hear me better. However, this is Shalom Williams. I'm very happy to be part of this radio show. I am an attorney located in Maryland, but I will give you all that information next week. But I'm happy to be part of the New African Business Association, and I'm very interested in the Black Wall Street USA National Association.
Okay. I have to apologize because, like I said, we had so many valuable representatives, so many professionals who now have been associated and have been introduced to the New Africa Business Association and Black Wall Street organization, and now to the point now where these professionals are ready to come on board. We're sorry for the interference tonight, but as you can see, that when we are clear in these ears, you're going to hear some very professional business folks coming to you trying to network and do businesses as to where we can recognize businesses in our communities. Our communities, the dollar bill we spend now, Okay, go right ahead. Someone is trying to inform of something. We're all listening. Again, and anyone who hang, I can understand, but the few of us who are on the telephones or mics are going to be open until we just clear our lines. So, again, anyone who has a comment, we're going to try to put it in this evening, but I can guarantee you next weekend we won't have this interference. Again, any comments? If not, I'll go to a station break or something like that, because it looks like we can hear all of our stations, but for some reason we can't hear each other. So, again, I am going to give one of our sponsors, those who pay for our radio show and keep it going. And since we can hear our sponsors, I'll bring in a sponsor and we'll be right back.
Bideman Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Vineman Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.vinemanassociatesinsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090.
And welcome back. And this is why I'm having a problem with our clarity. I can't figure out why it is that our a station is coming in so clear, but our call-in line we're having problems with. So I just cannot figure that out because I can go to my regular stations and our regular sponsors and our regular programs that we have previously done, and everything is coming in 100%. Just like you just heard my commercial, coming in 100%. But for some reason, our connection, and even right there, see, I don't know where this noise is coming from. I have no idea where this is coming from. And if anybody can think they can figure it out. But, I just cannot figure this one out. I just can't. I don't have a proper explanation. But we have about 15 more minutes, and again, we'll see if we can get it through. And next week, I guarantee you, all of us will be right back, and you will hear a very informative business, folks, giving you some very good informative information. So again, our mics are still open. Anyone who thinks they can make a comment, I welcome your comments.
I get a little bit of static.
Go ahead, try it again.
Well, this is Shalom Williams again.
Go right ahead, Ms. Williams.
I just want to remind people to be safe. It's a lot of feedback. I just want to remind people, be safe and protect yourself. Make sure you, as the government has said, wash your hands and keep clear of all illnesses and eat good food and make sure that you're doing the best you can. Now, I'm available as an attorney in Maryland. Our office is available as attorney in the District of Columbia. Telephone number is 301-341-5577. You can call with estate questions or general questions that pertain to Maryland and the District of Columbia. I will be available again next week.
Fantastic. Great.
Thank you. Well, again, Ms. Williams will be actually hosting these programs along with Dr. Stone and others. They will be hosting these programs on a continuous basis. I am basically trying to, right now it's an introduction. This is, I think, our second or third week that we've been on with our organizations. But many professionals from all over the country you're going to hear from that will be hosting this program. Williams, the New African Business Association, a vice. So she runs this organization along with myself and Brother Aziz. And of course, our CFP. Gina Baker, and you'll be going to be hearing. But anytime, of course, there are many of professionals out there that reach many lawyers, many accountants, many financial planners. We want to hear from all of you because in every state, our communities need professionals. So we're introducing ourselves to show that we want all professionals on this radio because, again, we're trying to build economics in a community that's spending more than $1.3 trillion. If we can turn those funds around into our own communities, then we can. We must build the businesses so that our and our consumers is our neighbors. But we have to be able to see a service those consumers the same way they're being serviced, even better than they're being serviced by those others than those who are African Americans. So we have our mission cut out for us. Again, now that there is a combination of two organizations that's been around for almost 100 years, that New Africa Business Association started up way back in the early 20s as the Black Muslims. And here we got Black Wall Street, and we know the history of Black Wall Street way back in the early 30s. We're trying to inform, educate, and bring experts from all over the country and network and get to know each other. Again, our mics are open. Anyone who can like to see if you can make a comment, we welcome you. But most of all, this problem will be solved by next week. Next week you come on here, and I'm telling you we will be back to normal, and we'll be ready to be ready to get some real constructive work, become very proactive in building our economics. So again, our mics are open. I welcome your comments. Okay, and late brothers and sisters, I'm not going to torment to keep us going through this any longer. And this,
actually, Brother Byron.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
wow.
I'm sorry. Any comments? Because I am going to really go to, I think, a music program, and we'll just close that with my music, and hopefully next week we'll have, I can tell you, I know next week we'll have a very clear station. And we get our message through. I want to thank Dr. Parker, and from the, again, look forward to having Dr. Parker from 51090. Dr. Stone, our national director of Black Wall Street, again with our organizations, Ms. Shalua Williams, Gina Baker, and Abdul Aziz Shaheed. Again, along with the New African Business Association, along with the Black Wall Street organization, and we ask that you go to the web and blackwallstreet.org. Pull that up, either blackwallstreet.org, Northeast region. And then, of course, you can always go to the New Africa Business Association .com, NABASSC NABASSCBA@gmail.com. You can always send us an email. So again, we thank you for being patient with us this evening. We're sorry for that we couldn't get our message through a little bit more clear, but we promise in the future that would get better. I am saying good evening, and again, anyone who wishes to say good evening before we go to our close out, the mics are open for to see if we can say good evening to each other.
Good evening, everyone. Overall, this was a great call.
Thanks so much. Anyone who else could make
Thank
a comment
you.
While
Thank
we Okay, and again, I thank all of y'all for being patient. And again, next week, again, spread the word from 7 to 8 p.m.
Brother,
and, yes, go right ahead,
Brother
Aziz.
This is, Brother Aziz, I think the Black Wall Street USA have a blog radio show program that comes on at 8 o'clock tonight. I don't have the number in front of me. I wonder, does anybody know that number as well as the code number?
Dr. Stone, could you tell us that number so we can participate? Yeah, because she has that program. I'm glad you brought that up. Dr. Stone, if you're still with us, could you tell us about your program on Thursdays?
Oh, I'm sorry. I had my phone muted.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. I can. Are you interested in the conference call, that conference line?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, the conference line for your blog radio program.
Absolutely. Let me get that for you. By heart, but I have it here. If you are ready, let's see. Just 1 second. I have it here in my phone.
No problem.
And, just 1 second, and I'll let me find it.
Take your time. I'm trying to look.
That number is 712.
712.
451.
451.
0683.
0683. Okay.
And the conference code. It's 614.
614.
06.
060. Fantastic. Fantastic. And that's to go out to all our.
And that's Thursday. That's Thursday's. I think that's from 8 to. It starts at 8 o'clock, Dr. Sauna, from 7 to 8.
7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
So 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, then we look forward. And we look forward to, you want to stay tuned to both organizations, because New Africa Business Association, and then, of course, Next will be host by Black Wall Street on Thursday evenings, as to where our members of New Africa Business Association, Black Wall Street. Again, brothers and sisters, any comments before we go? Our mics are still open just before I close out. I'll go to the music. Okay, well, in that case, I am going to say next Thursday at the same time. I hope we all will return, and